Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're both from the Irish-American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield's Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning to all our faithful listeners that are tuning in every Sunday morning. I'd like to wish everybody an enjoyable show, I hope.
I wish that too, Farmer. So what are you going to play for us?
Today, I'm going to do some High Kings, some Park Stevens, and some Cranberries.
Ah. I want to make sure I don't have cranberries in my lineup. I might, but let me look. But you can hear from Ronan Tynan from me, Eleanor McAvoy, Peter Donnelly, Afro Celt Sound System, haven't heard from them in a while, and from the best of Patty Riley.
All right.
So we're going to start off today's show with Ronan Tynan and the Dawning of the Day.
The souls of all men made its way Dolla Rosa, all the way to Calvary.
Traveled all over this world, and now to another I go. And I know that good quarters are waiting to welcome all rosin the bow. To welcome all rosin the bow. To welcome all rosin the bow. And I know that good quarters are waiting to welcome all rosin. When I'm dead and laid out on the counter, a voice you will hear from below, saying, send down a hogshead of whiskey to drink with all rosin the bow. To drink with all rosin the bow. To drink with all rosin the bow. Saying, send down a hogshead of whiskey to drink with all rosin the bow. Then get a half dozen stout fellas and stack them all up in a row. Let them drink out a half gallon bottles to the memory of rosin the bow. To the memory of rosin the bow. Of rosin the bow. Let them drink out a half gallon butters to the memory of rosin the bow. Half dozen stout fellas, and let them all stagger and go, and dig a great hole in the meadow, and in it put rosin the bow, and in it put rosin the bow, and in it put rosin the bow, and dig a great hole in the meadow, and in it put rosin the bow. A couple of butters, put one at me head and me toe, with a diamond ring scratch upon him, the name of all rosin the bow. The name of all rosin the bow. The name of all rosin the bow. With a diamond ring scratch upon him, the name of all rosin the bow. I fear that all tyrant approaching, that cruel, remorseless all foe. And I lift up me glass in his honor, take a drink with all rosin the bow. Take a drink with all rosin the bow. Take a drink with all rosin the bow. And I lift up me glass in his honor, take a drink with all rosin.
Get into work and then come home, come rain, come shine, come on. You do it all the time, and come Monday, do it all again. Doesn't anyone ever wonder? Doesn't anyone ever ask why? We are getting
closer to her fond year. Days roll by, why feel my lifespan slowly. I'll come, I'll go, and I'll run into one. All day I wonder, is this all there is? Doesn't anyone ever wonder? Doesn't anyone ever ask why? They are getting 1 year older every year, and 1 year closer to their final year. Days roll by, why?
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is still Kevin Cahill.
And I'm still Farmer.
Yes. And what you just heard was Eleanor McAvoy with 10 Days Roll By. And before that, you heard from a CD I have that says 25 Irish favorites by various artists, none of which or who are named. And they call the Roisin the Beau. And I thought that was odd because I pronounced that word Roisin, but whatever. It's a woman's name in Ireland. And we first heard from Ronan Tynan from his album The Dawning of the Day with Via Doloroso is the name of the song. Appropriate for Lent, I think. That's why I played it.
Yeah. So,
you got something lined up for us, Farm?
We're going to start this off with Park Stevens.
There's something that I have to tell you. I've written you a letter, sent it off today, but I couldn't wait, I just had to call you. I've got a ticket and I'm on my way. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the clock go down on Galway Bay. I've been keeping the best side out of the stormy winter, working hard and trying to save my pay. Weather's clearing up, it's getting better. I sing to myself each and every day. I want to be in Ireland for the summer.
It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the clack go down on Galway Bay. I wish that I was sitting in the session with the pint of hawthorn on the way.
Express Cafe, where you worked pushing coffee all day. You were turning around, I looked to the ground, afraid what my eyes might convey. For some time I awaited the chance, here just to ask you to dance. As I turned you around, we stepped to the sound, a song that spoke of love and romance. We were laughing at stories, I was holding you tight. Soon we were dancing every Saturday night, and to be standing in your gaze, in the warmth of this sweet haze, it's the feeling I get since the moment I met you. From this simple beginning, we keep dancing and spinning till the last song is played and the lights turn down low. And counting today, another anniversary away. Out here on the road, gets lonely, gets old. So much I need now to say. In this DC hotel room, I search for this song. Write down in verse, so you know how I long to be standing in your gaze, in the warmth of this sweet haze. It's the feeling I get since the moment I met you. From this simple beginning, we keep dancing and spinning till the last song is played and the lights turn. Thank you. not so easy when you follow your dreams. But it's worth every moment when you know what it means to be standing in your gaze. And the warmth of this sweet haze is the feeling I get since the moment I met you. From this simple beginning, we keep dancing and spinning till the last song is played. Lights turn down low.
Afro-Celt sound system there.
I like that. I really do.
I do. I like them, period. And I don't think they're together anymore. At least they haven't had any albums put out recently. So I'm overplaying the two or three that I have. And before that, we heard from Peter Donnelly from his album Express Cafe. He plays a lot down the Cape. Has quite a following down there. And the name of the tune is the name of the album, Express Cafe.
Ah.
And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. Pork Stevens, and it was Ireland for the Summer. And that came off his album, Rainbows and Puddles, or Puddles and Rainbows. I got it backwards. But that's the one, Puddles and Rainbows.
It would be nice to spend the summer in Ireland.
Yes, it would.
In Mayo, specifically, maybe in Limerick, but we'll see. So, the Irish American Club St. Patrick's Day celebration will take place on Saturday, March 14th. The doors will open at 5:30 p.m. There will be a corned beef and cabbage buffet, and there will also be ham for the one or two people in the world who don't like corned beef. So I'm going to have two pieces of ham for you. Everybody else gets a corned beef and cabbage buffet. We will be entertained by the Breffni School of Irish Dance. Mary Brinton will be on bagpipes. And the Irish American, Berkshire County's Irish American of the Year will be Phil O'Rourke.
Phil O'Rourke.
As the man I mentioned last week, retired teacher from the Pittsfield school system, and also the creator, laborer, carver, and painter of the carousel horses and their donkey.
Yes.
Which is quite an achievement. It puts Pittsfield on a different map for once. Uh-huh. And I hope people enjoy it when they go see it. And I would encourage you to go see it if you haven't done so. But Phil obviously devoted a lot of his time to that project, and it's a wonderful thing. And so we're honoring him as the Berkshire County Irish American of the Year for our St. Patrick's Day corned beef and cabbage dinner on Saturday, March 14th. Tickets are $20 if you are a member of the Irish American Club or the Oaks Club. They are $25 if you are not a member of either of those organizations. The event will take place at the Oaks Club on Union Street, and the doors will open at 5:30.
Perfect.
So there you have it.
Perfect.
And now you're going to play as number two from her.
No,
you're number 13.
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, how do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene?
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Did you leave e'er a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever behind a glass pane? In an old photograph, torn, battered, and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame.
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Shines o'er the green fields of France. There's a warm summer's breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas and no barbed wire. There's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. Are the countless white crosses stand mute in the sand? To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned.
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Now young Willie McBride, I can't help but wonder why. To those that lie here, know why. They die, and did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars?
For the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the
gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways in the town I love so well. In the air the shirt factory horn called women from Craigan, the moor and the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role, fed the children and then walked the dog. And when times got rough, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. For deep inside was a burning pride in the town I love so well. There was music there in the dairy air, like a language that we could all understand. I remember the day when I earned my first pay, as I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. For I'd learned about life and found a wife in the town I love so well. But when I'd return, how my eyes were burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every. Now the army's installed by blood old gas yard wall, and the damn barbed wire gets higher and higher. With their tanks and guns, oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. Though they not forget, still their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I love so well.
Wow. somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hide and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best you move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath?
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak, so won't you be around?
Don't you be around. Some of us won't survive. See, the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose, go to jail.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in the town.
All know that song?
Oh, yeah.
From the Best of Thin Lizzy album, Jailbreak. And before that, we had a very long, but I think good version of The Town I Love So Well from the Best of Patty Riley. And what did you play, Farm?
This was a pretty long set altogether, because The Green Fields of France is also a long song.
It was.
By the High Kings.
Well, let's do Today in Irish History, just so.
Yeah.
Which is also long, relatively speaking. So on March 1st, 1981, Bobby Sands, a provisional IRA member serving a 14-year prison sentence for firearms possession, began refusing food. This was the start of the 1981 hunger strike, an event that would see 10 men starve to death, and crucially, popular support for the provisional IRA expressed it at the ballot box for the first time in Northern Ireland. The 1981 hunger strike lasted 217 days in total. Its origins lay in the ending of the so-called, quote, special category status, unquote, for those convicted of terrorism offenses in Northern Ireland, which had meant that such prisoners would not have to wear uniforms, could receive food parcels, and were not required to work, among other privileges. So they brought that to an end, which brought about the hunger strike. These measures were withdrawn by the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Melvin Rees. Melvin.
There he goes.
5 years on from that decision, Sands began his protest. A statement was issued by Richard O'Raw, press officer for the Provisional IRA, and Danny Morrison, a spokesman for the Sands. Quote, "A number of our comrades began today with Bobby Sands. Will hunger strike to the death unless the British government abandons its criminalization policy and meets our demands." I remember this. I had just started working. The British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, was uncompromising in her stance. Thatcher's close friend and colleague, Éirí Níomh, had been killed by a Irish nationalist L.A. bomb in 1979, prompting her to say, "Some devils got him, and they must never, never, never be allowed to triumph. They must never prevail." Shortly after the beginning of Sands' hunger strike, Thatcher remained steadfast. Speaking in Belfast, she said, "There is no such thing as political murder, political bombing, or political violence. There is only criminal murder, criminal bombing, and criminal violence. There will be no political status." And we know how that all ended up. Mm-hmm. So am I starting us off?
Yes, you are starting off. Yes, you are.
And we're going to be doing Edgell Meesh.
Like that scene from Romeo and Juliet. Our eyes met. And I won't forget, 'cause I ne'er saw true beauty till this night. So lay your sword upon the floor. Take my arms. Make them yours. We'll explore and we'll find our way back together. I did not think about tomorrow when I kissed your lips and invited you home. I wasn't looking for love. I was just looking for a light. But then I saw your eyes.
Do, 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 do.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week. And please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I wish everybody to have a good week. Please listen to our show again next week. Have a good week. Be good. Be kind. And keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gurum Ugish Ugish Tihi Shuhugan.